Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning and welcome to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest for this segment is Clay Merrill. He is the Director of Advancement for the Child Abuse Prevention Center. Good morning, Clay.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you could join me. Let's start with a little background. Please tell us all about the Child Abuse Prevention Center and the work you do.
Sure. The Child Abuse Prevention Center is located here in Sacramento County. We have been around since 1977, so over 40 years of doing the work of trying to prevent child abuse and neglect, starting here in Sacramento County, but our services have expanded to programs that we administrate and implement in several counties throughout the state of California. Not only are we a regional nonprofit, but we're also a statewide nonprofit with some of the programs that we implement. And our mission is fairly simple, based off of the name of our organization. Our mission is to prevent child abuse and neglect. We have a multitude of different programs that we implement in order to reach out to at-risk children and families, to work with those families, to strengthen those families, to reach them in whatever capacity we can to help parents become the best parents that they can be. We know that parents really do, when they have children, want to do what's right for that child, and some of them have the resources and some of them just don't. So we're here to be a resource to families, to try and work with them and to ensure that children are being taken care of, that they're safe, that they're protected, and ultimately keeping kids from entering the child welfare system.
One thing we talked about before we turned the mics on was domestic violence has gone way up, but you were telling me that the number of reported cases of child abuse has gone down. You have an answer for why that is.
Well, the simple answer is that a lot of the mandated reporters, those individuals who have been trained to look out for the signs and symptoms of child abuse, aren't able to see the kids right now. So we're talking about teachers, we're talking about principals, we're talking about coaches, we're talking about law enforcement officers, we're talking about anybody who works with children on a regular basis. Those individuals aren't seeing the kids like we've been able to see in the pre-COVID world. So what we have seen from that, according to a lot of the different child welfare agencies, is they've seen the reporting of child abuse going down. And what we have been doing over the last several months is trying to encourage neighbors and friends and family to kind of be the eyes and ears in our community that now our traditional sources of information can't be at this time. So we really do encourage those of you who have associates and friends and family and neighbors to just be on the lookout for kids who you think something might be going on, because we always encourage people to, even if there is an assumption that something is going on, we feel like it's better to make a call and be wrong than to not make a call and be right. So we really do encourage people to be on the lookout for our children, because our front line of defense right now is handicapped in being able to watch out for child abuse at this time.
Right. This is a case where being a nosy neighbor is a good thing.
Yes. Yes, we definitely feel that way. I mean, if you're hearing something, if you're seeing something, and I do believe that everybody kind of has a gut instinct that when something is wrong, you feel it.
Right.
So we encourage everybody to just kind of be on the lookout. There is a child abuse hotline in Sacramento County and in every county in the state of California. In Sacramento County, it's 916-875-KIDS. And the other various counties in the region also have those. But if you see something, I would encourage you to make the call. The social workers are trained on what to do. They can approach these homes. They can inquire. And if it's a bad call, all the better. But if something is going on, I am sure that the children in that home would be grateful to know that someone's looking out for them.
Absolutely. And that number again, 916-875-KIDS.
Kids.
Yeah,
kids. KIDS.
Okay.
Yep.
What are some of the programs you offer through the Child Abuse Prevention Center, and how do they work, Clay?
One of our bedrock programs specifically here in Sacramento County is a program that we collaborate with a variety of different nonprofits in the Sacramento region, and it's called Birth and Beyond. And essentially, it's an in-home visitation program. I say in-home because pre-COVID, we actually were able to work with at-risk children and families in neighborhoods and zip codes where we knew that the rates of child abuse reporting and domestic violence and all that stuff were occurring. So we actually had people going into these homes, working with families, you know, teaching them a curriculum on how to become better parents and how to deal with stress and financial issues and all of the variety of things that go on that could ultimately lead to a situation that leads to child abuse and neglect. And that program is very, very efficient. It's very, very popular. We've seen that with families that, you know, go through this program and that we work with, that the probability of that child going into the child welfare system drops down significantly. About 95% of the families we work with either don't get reported to Child Protective Services or have no further referrals to Child Protective Services. So it's highly, highly effective because we're doing that grassroots, working with families, making sure they have the resources and the tools that they need in order to be the best parents that they can become. So it's a very successful program. We're very, very proud of it, and we're proud to collaborate with so many different nonprofits, such as the Sacramento Children's Home and the Mutual Assistance Network and La Familia and WellSpace Health. And that's just a small list, but there are others who are involved in this program. So essentially, we have other programs that are very similar to that we do in other counties. We also have a program that is called the Foster Youth Initiative. This is a program where kids who have been abused, who are now in the foster care system, they are given one-on-one mentorship with an AmeriCorps member, someone who has been trained and dedicated their life to helping this foster youth learn the life skills that they need. So once they emancipate from foster care, they are able to kind of take on the world. When a child is in foster care, they're usually going from home to home, from residence to residence. It's kind of a very unstable situation. But this program allows them to have a one-on-one mentor who stays with that child through their process of foster care so that when they do emancipate, they've been given all the tools and the things that they need in order to be successful. So that's just kind of a small snapshot of what we do, but we also provide, you know, cribs to families who need a safe place for their baby to sleep. We do all kinds of different programming also to help kids prepare to enter kindergarten, because some families just don't have the resources and able to prepare their kids for, you know, reading and arithmetic. And so we have people going into homes and working with people to make sure their kids are ready for kindergarten. So we have this cadre of programs that really are there just to kind of make sure these children are safe, protected, and ready to advance in their lives. So it's very, very cool.
Yeah, fantastic. How many kids and families does your organization work with every year?
We can see through the variety of programs that we see that we estimate, you know, that we serve probably, you know, at least 140,000 children and families each year. And that's just an estimate because, you know, we have so many different programs and so many different workers who are working on that. I mean, one family, you could have two kids, you could have three kids. So the number kind of varies.
Right.
But, we see that we see somewhere between around 140,000 kids each year. And so this is something we're also very extremely proud of, that our programs can reach that many people and impact those many lives.
You touched on this a little bit too, Clay, but what are some of the other organizations or nonprofits that you partner with? Let's give them some love.
Sure. Sacramento Children's Home is one. The La Familia Counseling Center is another. WellSpace Health, the Mutual Assistance Network, the Folsom Cordova Community Partnership is another one, and the River Oak Center for Children is another. So those are the ones here in Sacramento County that we work with, but there are other partners and organizations that we work with in other counties throughout the state that allow us to do the work that we do. So it's really, really fascinating that this work is very collaborative. We're not trying to do this on our own. We're trying to piggyback on what other people are doing. We're trying to work together and make sure that we're getting in front of these families, in front of these kids, and helping them, especially right now in a great time of need.
Right. We touched on this a little bit, too, before we turn the mics on, Clay. Why is it so important to break the cycle of child abuse?
We have seen, and the research has shown us, that the societal ills that come about from even one instance of child abuse ripple out into our society, into our communities, and affect each and every one of us. We've seen that children who are abused tend to have bad health. They tend to also be the ones in school that are causing problems, either socially or just they can't function. All of these things travel with them throughout their life and into their adulthood. All of the baggage and scars that come, you know, from child abuse never go away. An analogy we use is that, you know, if you have a clean sheet of paper that represents a child, if you crumple up that sheet of paper, you know, as if abuse and neglect is happening, even if you take that paper and you put it on a table and spread it out, there are still scars, there are still crinkles. That paper will never be the same. And it's the same with us as humans and with adults, that, you know, children who have been abused tend to have substance abuse issues. They tend to have domestic violence issues. They tend to do all of these different things that are problems that we're still trying to conquer today. So we know that if we can get to a child and we can get to a family and we can stop that cycle of violence right then and there, then not only does that help that child be a healthy adult in the future, but then that healthy adult also gives back to their society instead of becoming a problem that then law enforcement and other, you know, social programs have to work with in order to help that person to progress. Our president and CEO, Sheila Boxley, has been with our organization for a long time, and she told this story one time, and it has stuck with me forever, that previous to coming to the Child Abuse Prevention Center, she worked under Governor Duke Majan, and she was given a project to learn on how we can quell the population in our state prison system. So she had done some research with men and women who were incarcerated in our state prisons, and she was trying to kind of figure out what's going on with this population, what are the things that we can tackle, and what are the ways that we can try and stop something so that we can reduce this population in the future. And as you can imagine, someone who's been incarcerated, there's probably a variety of different issues why that person would be in the prison system. But she said one thing that all of those individuals had in common was that they were all abused as a child. And so from that time forth, she said, this is the problem that we really need to be focusing on. And so she came to our center. She's been with us for over 20 years now, and she's amazing. And that background, I think, is so important for understanding why if we can get to these families, if we can get to these kids and prevent something tragic from happening, our world is going to be a better place.
It turns into a problem with domestic violence as well. So if you can stop the cycle of child abuse, that basically stops everything. And what you guys do involves money. And you guys have a fundraising event coming up next month called Quizzing for a Cause. Tell me all about it. It sounds like fun.
This is going to be really, really fun. You know, we're talking about a really dark topic, but when we fundraise, we try to have some fun and we try to really kind of get people involved in our cause and help out. So what we're doing is we're doing a virtual trivia night. As you said, it's called Quizzing for a Cause. And we're going to do this kind of 80s style. We're calling this the 80s edition. So we're encouraging people to sign up. We're encouraging people to dress in their best 80s outfits. We're going to do some trivia online via Zoom. We're using a company here in Sacramento called Triviology, and they're fantastic. So we're doing this, and this is something that actually Triviology hasn't done. We're trying to do this for a much broader audience. So it's going to be really, really exciting. But what people can do is they can sign up. You can sign up for a team of up to six people. We're charging $30 per person per teammate. So that information is on eventbrite.com, and we're also going to put it on our website. So, you know, if you check into our website a little bit later, www.thecapcenter.org, we're going to have more information on that. But it's happening on February 25th. As you said, next month we're going to be getting online at 6:30, and we should be going until about 8:30 or 9 o'clock. But it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have prizes for best dressed. We're obviously going to have some prizes for the winning team. We're going to be doing some 80s trivia and just having a good time. So, yes, to your point, the work that we do does require money, and we're trying to get to as many kids as possible. So we'd love for people to sign up, have some fun with us, go back in time a little bit, you know, play some 80s trivia. It's going to be a good time.
You're also encouraging people to dress in their 80s best too, right?
Yes, yes, please. come with your, you know, with your mohawks and your, you know, your crimped hair and all of that kind of stuff, because there will be a prize for someone who takes a second time.
That works out good for me, because if you look in my closet, all right, never mind.
Very nice.
You're listening to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest this morning is Clay Merrill from the Child Abuse Prevention Center, Quizzing for a Cause, 80s edition. It's a virtual trivia night coming up next month. It's going to be February the 25th. To find out more, get signed up, you can go to eventbrite.com and do a search for Quizzing for a Cause, and also keep an eye on the website, thecapcenter.org. I'm betting you have quite a few success stories, Clay, so share one or two of them with us if you don't mind.
Sure, absolutely. One story that we really love, and this was a couple of years ago, was we were working with a woman named Nikita. And Nikita was expecting her seventh baby. And up to that point, she had had six kids that all went into foster care because she had drug issues and substance abuse issues. She was homeless. She had all of these various problems, you know, that come from her also being abused as a child. She told us that she had been sexually abused and by her father growing up. So we can see that, you know, these kinds of things just follow these adults. And so she was now at a point where she was trying to clean up her life. She had a partner and they were ready to buy an apartment and they were ready to start their family. So our people worked with her and got her to a level where she was, you know, able to deliver this baby successfully. She named the baby Miracle because it was the first time in her life that she'd been able to really truly be a mother.
Wow.
And not have to let her kids go into foster care. And she said, and she willingly said, I let all of those other kids go into foster care willingly. She goes, because I had nothing to offer them at this time. But because we had found her and we had been able to work with her, we got her ready to be a mother. And so she did have that baby. That baby's doing great. You know, we keep in touch with her periodically. And it's just so wonderful to see that just by being there for people who just need the help right now, we can create healthy families and we can create an opportunity for, you know, our society to be a better world. So that's one of the stories that we really love to share and talk about, because she truly is one of those people that we see that if we can just give them the time and the resources and the energy, they can be a good parent.
That's a perfect name, Miracle.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. What can our listeners do to help prevent child abuse?
Well, especially during this time, and we've touched upon this, I mean, just be on the lookout. Just be on the lookout in your neighborhood. If you're at a park or if you're in a place where there's lots of kids, just be on the lookout and kind of be our eyes and ears right now. That's really, really important. And if you do see something and are able to make a child abuse report, please do that. The social workers right now want to be with the folks and individuals who need them right now.
Sure.
So that's really, really important. Just be on the lookout. Obviously, if you want to donate to our cause, a lot of people ask us if they can volunteer, and we don't, unfortunately, have a whole lot of volunteer opportunities to work with these families. This is a very sensitive topic.
Sure.
And it's very hard to put people into these situations where they may not be trained to understand and to work with these families to the level where our trained folks are. So a lot of times we just encourage people to, you know, go to our website. There is an opportunity to donate. Those donations help us to bring on the people that can actually work with these people. And we're doing everything virtually now, unfortunately, but that still allows us to have the touch points. And we are still working with families, even doing it virtually. And it's still working. We're still seeing a lot of success and we're still seeing a lot of growth with the families we're working with. So please donate to our cause and just be our eyes and ears right now. We need that.
Right, right. Yeah, and, you know, we're in the middle of winter right now, but if you're in the middle of summer and you see a kid walking around with long sleeve shirts and it's 100 degrees out, you know there may be something going on, right?
Right, right. You know, and there are multiple videos online and stuff that can show you and teach you about the different ways that you can look for child abuse. I mean, we do offer, you know, trainings for folks and individuals who, if they want to be a mandated child abuse reporter, we do offer trainings for that. But still, I believe in the human spirit of, like, you know, when something's not right, you feel it. And if it's not right, then, do what you can to make a report, because it is critical.
Yeah. That old saying, if you see something, say something.
Correct.
An organization like yours relies on some great sponsors. Let's give them a little love, Clay.
Right. Well, so far SMUD is coming in to sponsor us with this event. So we're truly appreciative for their sponsorship. We have some others that we're working on right now. So I know we'll have a couple more sponsors coming on, but truly grateful to SMUD right now, who's coming in and sponsoring. And they've been a great community partner. We're truly happy to have them on board.
Yeah, SMUD does some amazing things for the community, no question about it. All right, Clay, if someone's just joining us, they're just waking up on a Sunday morning, having their first cup of coffee. You've got a fundraising event coming up next month, February 25th.
Yes.
It's Quizzing for a Cause. Tell us all about it.
Quizzing for a Cause is going to be a virtual trivia game. So if you've ever gone to a restaurant or to a bar and played trivia, and I know a lot of our listeners have, it's a lot of fun. We're going to do this virtually this time. We're going to do it via Zoom with a company called Triviology. You can put together a team of up to six people, so a team of two, a team of three, a team of four, whatever you can do. We're charging $30 per team member, and we're doing this 80s style. We're going to be doing 80s trivia, so we're encouraging people to dress in their best 80s outfits. We're talking mohawks. We're talking crimped hair. We're talking big bangs. We're talking whatever, because we want this to be a lot of fun. So we're calling all of these 80s children to come and help the children of today, because all these fundraising dollars is going to go to our cause to prevent child abuse and neglect. Going to be a lot of fun. February 25th is the date. We're starting at 6:30, and we should go until about 8:30 or 9 o'clock. So all of that information is on eventbrite.com, and we're also going to put it on our website, www.thecapcenter.org. So please sign up, put together a team, and join us for some awesome 80s trivia.
Will there be parachute pants involved?
Oh, my goodness. If somebody comes on with parachute pants, I think they're going to go right to the top of the list of best dressed. I mean, we've got to have some parachute pants. That would be amazing.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great time for a great cause. What kind of prizes can we expect, or are you saving those so it'll be a surprise?
We're definitely going to have some prizes. The winning team, the team that wins the whole trivia, is going to have a prize. We're also going to do some prizes for best dressed. I'm going to leave that as a surprise for now. But we're also going to do a 50-50 raffle. So, you know, we're also going to give people an opportunity to buy raffle tickets and maybe win the winning pot, you know, half of it. So there's going to be a lot of fun things incorporated. It's going to be great.
Where can we go to get more information on Quizzing for a Cause?
You can go to our website, thecapcenter.org, or to purchase your tickets, you can go to Eventbrite. That's EventBrite.com. Type in Quizzing for a Cause, and you can sign up to get your tickets today.
We're running out of time. What would you like to leave our audience with this morning, Clay?
I would just like to say, you know, the Child Abuse Prevention Center, our mission is to prevent child abuse and neglect. A lot of times when I say that term, people are like, oh, I must be so sad to work with these kids. But I always tell people, you know what? We're on the sunny side of this topic. We're trying to get to kids and families before something tragic happens, because we know that if we can do that, then again, all of these problems that we have in our society today with drug abuse, substance abuse, domestic violence, a lot of those things could be quelled if we can get to these kids and families before something tragic happens. So while this is a hard topic and it's something that we just wish never would happen, at least with our organization, we're trying to get to these families, we're trying to work with them, we're trying to make their lives better, and in turn making our world and our community better. So it's a wonderful organization. I really encourage people to go to our website, and if you would like to donate, we would very much appreciate that. Every child we can reach at this point helps our world become better. So we appreciate any and all support.
We would love to put you out of business, but for right now, we're so glad you're there. Clay, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Clay Merrill is the Director of Advancement for the Child Abuse Prevention Center. Quizzing for a Cause, 80s edition, is a virtual trivia night to benefit at-risk children and families. Put on your best 80s outfit, put together a team, and help a child. You can find out more and get signed up. Go to eventbrite.com, do a search for Quizzing for a Cause. The website, again, for you guys is thecapcenter.org, and that phone number, 916-875-KIDS. Clay, thank you so much for doing what you do.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
This has been The Public File. If you'd like us to cover your nonprofit, send the details to sacpsa@entercom.com, sacpsa@entercom.com. I'm Doug Thomas. Stay safe, stay connected, and thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.